Pat. Again, twisting the scriptures. I want to help y'all a little bit real quick. Just for a moment. I want y'all to close both your eyes and tell me what can you see. Nothing, right? Now close one eye and what can you see? Everything. I'll say if the eye, you might have you one eye, you see it? Three left, blue left, that's it. Okay. See what scripture saying. Again, then, like, we know Christ won't. We know Christ came into Jerusalem on a donkey and a colt. We know all this stuff, but that's happening. It's quick, quick. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this stuff didn't happen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, this stuff, all this stuff has happened. And Paul manifested project into the future that Paul talking about. Then Luke 11, 36, let me read this scripture. Let's get some clarity on that. Read on this.
Verse 36. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. As when the bright shining of the candle doth give thee light.
Light gives thee light. I'm sure what Bob said. I'm sure what Bob said. Quote the scripture a lot. The Bible say that in John 1, verse 1 and 2, they look good. And y'all say, well, why can't you explain the lifetime to you? John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So was in the beginning. God said, well, anything made that world made without him. And he was light, and light was light, and wood, and light shined at what? Darkness cannot comprehend, right? So when light shines in darkness, when Bible actually said Luke 11, 36, we actually get Christ in you. The light of God shines through your life. And whether that was darkness of sin, despair, all kinds of not hope and stuff, that darkness begins to disappear. Luke 11, 36 comes with it. So again, as that light in the body, in the whole body is radiant. But when there's no light, there's darkness and sin and degradation. So in Luke 11, 36, he said, trust you in that. So now, take the whole scripture again out of context. I got to go back to the 1 Corinthians 13 again, because he just wow, you said something I ain't saying. Didn't want to say it again. Then what the Bible said again. Verse 10, 9, 10, 11. Put it down with these scriptures.
Verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
And we don't do the Bible. Do the Bible.
For we know in part, and we prophesy in part.
Why are we living right now? We know things in part. Read it.
But when that which is perfect is come,
when the heavenly set open up to us, then when perfect come, what happened?
Then that which is in part shall be done away.
Though we know things in part now, but then we said, perfect, when that day comes of redemption, when Christ brought us into the new heaven and new earth, then we know the part we deal away with. Read me what about it.
When I was a child, I spake as a child.
Now, Paul said, now we look kind of like we talk to the child about their children, they believe child things, seven far, two fear, the things that not really believe it on. Because they know because we talk to them, so they read anything. So, Paul, when I was a child, Paul was a child. When I started growing, when I started becoming mature in him, I put away the old childish thing. Read on this.
For now we see through a glass darkly.
So now, as I see through glass darkly. I've used an example before. And Pat keeps talking about bananas, the onions, the apple, all this stuff. What they got not doing nothing. I mean, that is a spoke for you again. The Bible says again, we see. Let me give you a good example. How many of y'all know we don't be riding around these tinted cars and trucks and stuff? And sometimes we so dark can't see it. You don't see them. You kind of see something moving there, but you can't see them. You look at that, you see through the glass, dark. You know something in there because you see it. You can't make out what it is because look at that glass, dark. So now, right now, we see all this stuff happening, but it's dark. We don't understand what happened. Read the email about it.
For now, we see through a glass darkly.
You look through a glass darkly. You don't understand what's going on. You see when you see it darkly. Read.
But then, face to face.
But then, when you get to heaven, I see you face to face. Well, you know, you might hide now your stuff. You might be undercover adulterer, undercover liar, backbiter, undercover crook. Right now, I don't know what you are. But I want to see what I see. But that day, I see you face to face. Keep reading.
Now I know in part.
Now there's no faith in it, but now, while I'm living now, I know in part.
But then shall I know even as
but I'm then, saved. When I get the glory, I'll know even as I know when I get the glory. Read it.
And now, abideth faith.
But now, while we're living right now, you got to have some faith.
Hope.
Got to have some hope.
Charity.
You gotta have some love. If you don't have love, then you ain't love God. So therefore, the vow is absolutely right. So I the twisting of scriptures. I know I believe God is good. I believe you want to serve God. I believe you want to do what's right by God. But you can't do what's right by God by twisting God's word. And then head part give me all time. He doesn't say, didn't say it, didn't say it. Say what the Bible, you gotta say what this, say what the Bible, what it say. Again, the Bible is right. I believe again, miracles are here. I believe again, we can mock God. Let's go ahead and give it to Matthew 4 again. And see, the devil got the trick. He'll say, do this. If you God says, you can do all this, if you God's son, you are proven by turn these stones to bread into God's soul. What about it? If they ain't no different what pet they did in that, this story of the snowball. Because you know, Moses never seen a miracle for real. Moses never seen anything happen.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
And see, yeah, what? Pastor all the living, he never seen Jesus. You seen Jesus back? No. But you believe it. You ever seen Paul? You ever seen Paul do a miracle? Well, you believe it. Well, you tell me, you say God do the same thing today all over the world because he does. You don't see it, don't mean it don't happen. Read on the
verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit.
What was about it?
Into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered.
Desire.
And when the tempter came to him,
and when the devil come,
he said, if thou
be shout his sonship, if you be God's son. See, the devil got good. If you be God's son, you will turn these stones to bread. Mm-hmm. Realize that. I know he ain't going to do it. See, I know he won't do it because he's going to do it nobody. He said that power. I know he's going to do it because he's going to do it nobody. And he know he's going to turn them to bread. But look what Jesus said. What is that?
He answered and said, it is written.
Now shall I live.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
But by every word.
But by every word.
But of some word.
Every word.
Some word.
Every word.
Piece of the word.
Every word.
Cautious word.
Every word.
That part.
Every word.
Not every word.
Every word.
That proceeds from the mouth of God. Read on with it. I ain't too many. I got none of it.
Again. The devil taking him up into an
exceeding high mountain. Devil tricking. He'll take an exceeding high mountain.
And sheweth him all the kingdoms of the world.
You grow your radio station, Bob. You grow your radio station, Pat. You do this stuff.
And glory of them.
I'm sure it's a glory. I'm going to take him to the exceeding high mountain, the temple. And I'm going to show this thing, but you will roll your regular state. And jump there.
And saith unto him, all jump these there. Things will I give thee.
If
thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Fall down and worship me.
Then said Jesus unto him,
get rid.
Get thee hence, Satan.
Get rid. That's
for it is written. and thou shalt worship the Lord thy God,
and him only
shalt thou serve.
Wait a minute. Why did? We took him to the high pinnacle of the city, instead of took him to the top of the church, on the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. What were you leaving?
And leaving that church.
We went to, in the magic form, you went to see the high pinnacle up there and say, jump down! He gave an angel charge concerning you. That path. Jump down. They ain't gonna catch you. Mm-hmm. Suicide. Why do it? See, they pat on me. Jump down. You so gossip, jump down. It could be a suicide. They ain't gonna catch you. Jesus, wait a minute. You little tricks on me, I'm gonna do this stuff. What about to happen? Read what Jesus said.
Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God,
jump down,
cast thyself down,
jump down,
for it is written.
Doesn't it sound like that? Jump down, it's written. Read me.
Okay.
I ain't got no word for you, dog. I ain't got no word for you. Read what the Bible
says. Cast thyself down, for it is written.
It's written.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
They will let that happen to you.
And their hands.
So you got to hold them. You God's son. You gonna do all this stuff, but that jump down. Cause see, Jesus really understood that the devil is trying to get you to commit suicide. He'll ministry. If you get up and try to act like a fool and do something at his command, and then know what, you act like killing your ministry. Get me quick. The devil's smart. The devil is smart, somebody. But God is smart.
Amen.
Good night.